Thus says the Lord God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness, and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day, and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just, and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do we fast, and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves, and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day, you carry out your own pursuits, and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed, and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This, rather, is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and in it we hear the Lord condemn the existence of a gap between one's religious practice and one's way of life. Here we have some people who, on the outside, they're deeply religious. They seem pious and holy. They keep all the traditions of their ancestors, and they seem devoted to the Lord. But in their way of life, they're totally not religious, and they're hypocrites. There's a huge gap between their religious practice and their way of life. As we are in the season of Lent, it's a time for us to try to make sure we have no gaps between our religious practice and our way of life. It's kind of like a bridge. We need to have that bridge strong and secure between our devotion to God and the way we think, our priorities, the way we speak to others, our desires, our way of life. I remember several years ago, there was this huge bridge, I think it was in Minnesota, in the United States, that collapsed. And it collapsed as a result of wear and tear to the bridge over time. And this could, in a way, be a symbol for our spiritual life. You know, we could have a strong bridge between our religious devotion to God and all of our ways of life, and it could have existed many years ago in our life, where we felt that we were totally one with our religion in Christ and our way of life. But over time, some microscopic cracks have begun to emerge in that bridge, and the bridge is weakening and weakening, and little do we know, it's ready to totally collapse. Well, Lent is a time for us to repair those bridges. I remember after that collapse of that bridge in Minnesota, many engineers went around the country to examine old bridges and began all kinds of extensive repair work upon them. Well, Lent is a time where we have to make sure our bridge between our relationship to God and our way of life is strong and secure. There's also a possibility that there may be absolutely no bridge between our religious practice and our way of life. Well, we got to rebuild it. We have to build these new bridges. It's time for us to examine our lives, and if there's anything in our lives that is causing that bridge to weaken or causing that bridge to not even be there, we have to change. It might mean we need to go to confession. We may need to do some hard work examining our lives. It might mean we have to change our priorities and make sure that God is number one, that loving God and loving our neighbor is our priority. So brothers and sisters, as we move through this Lenten journey, which in a way is a symbol of our whole life, let us try to have strong bridges between our faith in the Lord Jesus and our way of life. In this way, we will come to experience that no matter what's going on in our life, God is near to us. God bless you.